Good morning. A couple weeks ago, we did a spiritual gift assessment, and I've done this several times, and each time I do it, my gift always comes up faith. And so after we did that, God reminded me that he had given me a gift of faith. He reminded me how true his word is, and how it can apply to our lives every day. I believe what the word of God says, and I know that God can still do today what he did many years ago in the Bible. Many years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, and I was really shocked because I do mammography, so things like that aren't supposed to happen to me. And as I was going through my surgery and treatment and all of that, I was reminded of a scripture in Job 19, 25, and 26 that says, I know my Redeemer lives, and in the end he'll stand on this earth. And though my flesh may be destroyed, with my eyes I will see God. It also talks about in Matthew the woman who had an issue of blood. And this lady knew that if she could touch the hem of Jesus' garment, that she could be made well. And it wasn't touching the hem of the garment that made her well. It was what she believed, and she believed Jesus would heal her. And when she touched him, he told her, daughter, your faith has made you well. During the time when I was having treatment, we were having a prayer time during a service here. And Pastor Leonard Burks was, he came down to where I was sitting. And he told me that while he was praying, he had a vision. And in the vision, he saw that Jesus was standing beside me, and he was pouring out liquid down over my head and body. And he was washing me clean and making me whole. He said that Jesus wanted me to know that whatever the doctors had said was in my body, it was simply washed away, that he was washing it away. I believed, and I have stood on that word now for 18 years. There has been no cancer in my body because Jesus healed me. I'm sharing this today because I feel like God wants someone here to know that, you know, he is no respecter of person. That if there's any type of healing that you need, he will do it. All you have to do is ask him and then believe on his word. You know, he wants us to know who he is and that he will do whatever his word says. My hope in sharing this was that, you know, someone who needs a healing of any type would just call on the name of Jesus, because you know, that's what he wants. He just wants you to believe him. He wants you to believe what his word says is true, and that he will do what he says he will do. And then I'm going to close with lyrics to a worship song, which just happens to be one you sang this morning. Music really speaks to me, and the first time I ever heard this song, I was just kind of blown away. It says, your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, and this is my confidence that you've never failed me yet. Thank you.